Ronnie, you were chosen by the girls to be dumped from the villa. How are you feeling?
I actually was feeling fine because we knew, like, say, the last 2 days of my stay in the villa, I knew that there had to be a dumping at some stage because we were at capacity, there's 14 of us. So I knew for a fact that if there was going to be a guy dumped from the villa, it kind of had to be me because I was the only one there without a connection at the time. Like, Taku was the other one, but even Taku was starting to explore things with Emily. So, like, it would almost be, like, incorrect for another guy who has a connection to leave and then me who doesn't have a connection to stay.
Yeah, so you did think that you were at risk then?
Yeah. Because, like, if you saw, you know, me that whole last day in my head, I was like, look, if there's going to be an elimination tonight, it's probably going to be me. So by the time that the elimination happened, I wasn't even surprised or anything.
Yeah, wow. Well, you made it quite the entrance, Ronnie, on the first day with that oofa sound.
I was so nervous. Like, I've never been so nervous in my whole life. You know, I come in, I make some noises and shit.
What was with that oofa sound? Like, what is that?
Like, I say that in real life anyway. Like, it's kind of like damn. It's the same meaning as like damn or like, you know, ooh. Like, but I don't know why I have like a weird vocabulary. It's kind of like a Ronnie vocabulary. So, you know, if I see a hot girl walking down the street, and be like, oofa, look at that.
That's so funny. I was like, what is this guy saying? It definitely.
Don't worry. I don't do those noises inside the bedroom. It's just noises.
Thank God for that. And, you know...
Yeah, it'd be a little bit awkward.
Oh, I can only imagine. And you started off coupled up with Tina and it looked like it was going well, but what happened?
Yeah, like at the beginning I was interested in Tina. Like physically, I'm really into the tan, brunette kind of look. So from the beginning, Ari and Tina were kind of the girls that I had my eyes on physically. And then we had a conversation, like our first conversation, me and Tina. And I could see that we had chemistry, like we can get along, we can talk, we can have a little bit of banter. So, like, I was interested in her, but the more we spoke to each other, the more we both realized that we literally have, like, nothing in common besides the fact that we live in Sydney. Like, we have completely different mindsets when it comes to, like, dating and when it comes to life. Like, Tina has her career and she wants to be focused, you know, on her career and, like, she wants the guy to slide into her life and fit in and mold it around her life. And for me, you know, my goal is to like live in different cities around the world. Like next for me, I want to go to South America. I want to live in South America for over a year. Then maybe move to like Spain or to France or somewhere like that. So me, I'm a lot more like open to different cultures and moving around. So like we literally had nothing in common.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that. So that's quite interesting.
Like with me and Tina, like we get along and stuff. Like there's nothing wrong. We're just not really compatible in a relationship sense. So, like, when we both have the chat, they're like, oh, there's something in the way, you know, that, like, we're not really progressing in our relationship. It was kind of obvious. Like, the more we spoke to each other, the less interested she'd get in me and the less interested I would get in her in a relationship sense. So, like, that wasn't going to last. So, I think it's a good thing that we both agreed on it early so we can start to move on before the other people build connections.
Yeah, and you didn't quite find your match after that ended. Was there anyone else you were keen on?
Well, actually, I think the personality that I was after was Courtney's personality. Like, I think that I rushed into things way too early with Ari. I think if I was to do it again, I would have probably gone up to Ari and told her, like, oh, maybe we can pursue things, you know, in the future on the show. But for now, I'm going to just let things develop with Courtney and see where it leads. Because actually, Courtney's personality is the perfect match. You know, the one for me that I was after was Courtney's personality. You know, she's more about like enjoying the moment, live life to the fullest, be 110% yourself, and who cares what anyone else has to say about it, which is very similar to my personality. So like, I'm like Keen and Ari, where the more we would speak to each other, the less interested we would get. With me and Courtney, the more I would speak to Courtney, the more I'd hang out with her, the more interested I would get. But, you know, I'm an impulsive, you know, guy. I don't think too much. I don't really think about the consequences too much. So I rushed into things with Ari a little bit. But, yeah.
Yeah. And, look, Ronnie, you did a lot of mirror action in your time, dancing in the mirror. Is it a daily occurrence for you?
You know what? Like, I don't even do that a lot. Like, I'll do it in moments where I'm waiting for everyone to get changed or where, like, we're literally doing nothing. Just because, you know, I need to be moving. I can't be sitting there still and doing nothing, you know. And they just choose to pick those few minutes of every day to put it on the TV. So, yeah. It's either dancing or it's shadow boxing or, you know, it's air humping or doing different movements, you know, but as long as I'm moving, it's all good.
And look, so it has been said that maybe you're just in love with yourself. What do you have to say to that?
You see, when you say it like that, it sounds like a bad thing. Of course I'm in love with myself. I think that's a good thing to have. You know, you call it self-love. It's not self-obsession, you know. Of course I care about other people. You know, like even Ari, me and Ari towards the end didn't really get along. But, you know, I still, you know, care about Ari. You know, I saw how much the Villa meant to her. You know, I see her actually opening up emotionally and developing herself inside the Villa. You know, that's why I would have felt really bad, and I did feel bad that Ari got kicked out instead of, you know, one of the other girls. I would have liked to see Ari stay. I don't think, you know, if I was self-obsessed, I would have been like, no, I don't like her, she should leave the Villa, you know. But yeah, but of course I have self-love for myself, you know. And if there's mirrors with good lighting, it's only natural that you're going to look into it.
God, you're a crack up. Now, look, you said a very controversial comment in the Villa about coupling up with Emily to milk it. What were you thinking?
Well, actually, the comment, if you heard the context of it, it wasn't just with Emily. It was more the fact that obviously I've come onto the show to find love. If I was to find love on the show, since I've already explored the connections that I have in the Villa already and there's not really a connection there, it would be with one of the new girls coming in, whether it's going to be a bomb squad or a Casa de Amor or a single, you know, girl coming in. My best chance of finding love would be with one of the new girls in the Villa. And in the same sense, Ari had also explored her connections, and Ari didn't have connections either. So the best chance Ari would have of finding connections would be with one of the new guys coming into the Villa, or, you know, six new guys coming into the Villa. So I was more of the perspective that, since we knew Rachel got dumped from like a public vote and a public opinion, if there was going to be another public vote and public opinion, the people to leave would be me and Ari, just because we don't have, like, we literally sleep on opposite sides of the bed, no contact, you know, no in-depth chat. So like, I was of the perspective, oh, you know, if we're here for ourselves, maybe we need to, you know, show that we're a little bit interested in each other, and then we can split off once we find a connection with one of the new people coming in. That was my comment. You know, it's not like it was I'm leading someone on. No, it'd be like a mutual understanding. But I'm an easy target, because while other people are doing it and while other people are thinking of it, I'm just an idiot that admits it with a microphone around his chest and a camera pointed to his face.
Yeah.
But I just thought of it of more of like a rational point of view. It's not like I would have done it all the way to the end of the show. That's not my nature. You know, I want real connections. But if you do look, like, I haven't seen past seasons completely, but if you do look at some of the past seasons, like, how often does it happen that a couple that finishes Love Island split off literally the moment they leave the Villa? You know, to me, that's kind of like forcing themselves into a relationship, or, you know, in other words, milking it a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah, because you did say to milking it, which definitely came across not very good for you.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to expose anyone or talk, you know, bad about anyone. Like, they're all my friends. But at the moment inside the Villa, there's a few people that are, like, quite clearly milking. Like, I wouldn't say, you know, milking, but kind of leading each other on, in the sense that they're going to split off, you know, as soon as the opportunity, you know, makes itself happen. But, you know, obviously I'm the one that is it. So.
Interesting. Well, come on, Ronnie. Tell me some names. Who do you think might be a little bit, come on.
These people are my friends. You know, if you look close enough, I think you can tell. You don't have to be a genius to tell. But yeah. Like, I'm not going to name anyone, because these people are my friends at the end of the day. You know, we're all going to look out for each other in the show, after the show. We're like a little family, so not a chance.
Are you sure? Okay. Well, just saying, they're not going to see it. They're still in the Villa, but okay, Ronnie.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they see it or not. One thing that I am not is a people pleaser. I couldn't care less. So, you know, I just be myself.
Okay, well, do you think that your kind of comments, the milking it thing, when you were talking to Tina, do you think that led to your undoing?
Partially that comment, but more so the fact that I didn't have a connection in the Villa, because at the end of the day, they would have voted anyway, and the voting would have been based off who is kind of fitting into the Villa a little bit better. And since Taku had a connection with Emily and they're kind of exploring that connection, even though it's very new, I think the best decision would have been to let Taku explore that connection. You know, it would have been very sad to vote him out when he hasn't even explored the connection. And for me, on the other hand, I'd already explored things with Tina. It didn't work out. I explored things with Courtney. You know, I cut things short. I don't think there would have been a second chance because, you know, Nick's come in and we've all seen how happy Courtney is with Nick and, you know, how comfortable she is and how much she's enjoying herself. It'd be very sad for Courtney to ditch that and give me a second chance. And then me and Ari didn't work out either. And then all the other girls kind of had their strong connections with their guys already. So, like, for me, there was no connection. So, you know, whether I made the milking comment or not, I think I would have been the one voted out anyway.
Right. And now, are you looking for love or are you happy riding solo for a while here?
We're gonna have to see. I think one of the things that I've struggled with in the villa is, you know, not being super interested to begin with and kind of trying to, like, force myself a little bit or work hard on myself to be really interested in some of the girls, especially the ones that I coupled up with. So, you know, on the outside, I'm definitely not going to be doing that. I'm not going to be forcing myself to, you know, be interested or forcing myself to find love. I'm just going to act natural. Whether that means I'm going to be single and ready to mingle for a year or not, we'll see what happens. If I find a girl that I'm really into, you know, maybe I can explore a connection. But if not, I'm going to do my thing, do what I've been doing for the past, like, 2-3 years anyway. And, yeah.
Interesting. Well, God, you might have a few girls in your DMs.
Yeah. That part's not so important. But, yeah.
Ronnie, you have been great. You've been great to watch. And thank you so much for chatting with me.
My pleasure.
To stay across the latest in entertainment, stars, and reality TV, download the Hit app now.